Some are appointed to high office, others get elected. Democratic Senator John Kerry is trying for the presidency. His campaign's been criticized for not reaching out aggressively to Black and Latino voters. But Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates visited a Kerry fundraiser over the weekend that shows a different face of the campaign.
Not that I know of,
Early Saturday evening, visitors streamed over the lawn of a large home in the expensive Hancock Park area of Los Angeles. Red, white, and blue balloons bobbled over the valet parking station, and pretty women dressed in chic black outfits passed out carry buttons to partygoers as they walked through the tall gates. That's pretty standard stuff. What made this carry fundraiser unusual was its ethnic makeup. About three-quarters of the 150 guests were African-American. As with many Los Angeles fundraisers, there was a significant celebrity presence, including actress Diane Carroll.
It's the first time I'm saying that it's important for us to learn who John Kerry is, what he's all about, because we really do not have a choice as far as I'm concerned.
That feeling that they don't have a choice has rankled many potential Black voters. Black politicians have been complaining for months that the Kerry campaign has been slow to reach out to their communities. This comes after years of criticism from Blacks that the Democratic Party has been taking their votes for granted. Resentment over that has left many African-American voters lukewarm about a Kerry candidacy, but lawyer June Baldwin says they need to get over that.
What people have to focus on is Bush and what he will be doing if he stays in for four more years. We can get Kerry. If we want him to address needs which we feel he's not addressing, then we have to participate and be part of the system and let him know.
But that lesser of two evils approach wasn't good enough for many supporters who have genuine enthusiasm for Kerry, such as actress-activist Alfre Woodard. During a speech, she praised Kerry's character and cited his military service as proof of his ability to work with all kinds of people.
Senator Kerry is a man who could have easily pulled privilege and gone AWOL in Alabama, but John Kerry went to Vietnam. He went to war with the sons of people, with the brothers from around the way, and the white boys from down in the holler, and the brown, and the red, and the yellow boys. He heroically performed his duty because he's always been conscious of his responsibility to the community that is this nation.
Woodard also addressed head-on the charges that Kerry flip-flops on issues, a major criticism of the candidate both inside and outside the party.
Since Plato, in the halls of higher learning, higher education, as well as in the street school of hard knocks, the ability to listen, to weigh a situation, and to change one's mind if it's necessary has always been considered a mark of intelligence and mother wit and the ability to think on one's feet, which is necessary in an ever-changing world.
By evening's end, there wasn't yet an estimate of how much had been raised, but many guests left feeling better about their decision to support Kerry. However, the driving force behind Kerry's support still seemed to be opposition to Bush. As she left, lawyer Nina Shaw articulated the feelings of many contributors who were concerned about the race-neutral topic of the war and the recent Abu Ghraib scandal.
For the first time ever, with all that's gone on in this country, I was absolutely ashamed of the picture that we present to the world, and I just couldn't live through another 4 years of that.
Black Kerry supporters are hoping that parties like this one will mean that they won't have to. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.